Shortly after Hamas militants attacked Israel on October 7th, the Israeli military began rounding up thousands of Palestinians in Gaza, incarcerating most of them without any due process or any contact with the outside world. Some are now being released and recounting their ordeals, including what they describe as torture. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
In the early hours of February 24th, Sofian Abu Salah was roused from his sleep when dozens of Israeli soldiers entered a school in Khan Yunis in southern Gaza. He, his wife, and four children had been seeking shelter from the fighting there for more than 2 months. Salah says the Israeli soldiers separated about 80 men from their families. They were told to strip down to their underwear and then loaded onto a truck.
We were handcuffed and blindfolded, and we sat on our knees with our heads down. They started to beat us with batons in their boots, which have metal in the front.
Salah, a 43-year-old taxi driver, says they were taken to a prison inside Israel. He doesn't know which one, where he was interrogated for 10 days. Salah says he remained blindfolded, his hands bound behind his back, and the beatings continued. His left leg was seriously injured. He says it took several weeks before he was treated.
My leg swelled. It was blue from the toes to the knee and oozing with pus. They took me to the hospital, cleaned it, and told me it was okay.
Salah says he wasn't given any antibiotics or other drugs. About a week later, he was back in the hospital. Gangrene had set in. The leg had to be amputated. Salah was sent back to prison after the operation. By his count, he spent 52 days incarcerated. He was never charged, and no time did he see his family, a lawyer, or a representative from the Red Cross.
People are being held for months. It's, you know, kind of an enforced disappearance. We never had this phenomenon before.
Jessica Montel is the executive director of Hamokad, an Israeli human rights organization in Jerusalem, which provides legal aid for Palestinians. She says under Israel's amended unlawful combatants law, detainees can be held for 90 days without access to a lawyer. Still, she says before October 7th, the Israeli military would confirm whether someone is being detained and where they're being held. Not now.
As far as the military and the Israeli government is concerned, they have said to the High Court they have no obligation to provide this information to families.
Some released detainees detail harsh interrogation tactics. 57-year-old Jamal Dokan was arrested in Jabalia, central Gaza, by Israeli soldiers in mid-May. The father of six says he was taken to a military prison. They weren't allowed to lie down, only sit. But the worst, Dokan says, was the dogs.
They would let the dogs into the cell. They did not bite, but it was terrifying. You felt these dogs attacked. They could tear you to pieces.
Dokan says before each interrogation session, he was sent to something called the disco room, where there were bright lights and blaring music 24/7 as a way to overload his senses and soften him up for interrogation.
I would stay there 2 or 3 days. The music didn't stop, not even for a second. It hurt me mentally.
Most Palestinians rounded up in Gaza are first brought into a military base in southern Israel called Stetiman. Noah Satat, executive director of the Association for Civil Rights in Israel, says a new prison was built at the camp after October 7th.
It's not even a prison in the sense that there are no cells, there are no beds, it's just cages. There are no prison officers who have been trained to hold detainees. It's soldiers who have not been trained to do that. And in the Tayman, we have been hearing about the most serious violations of human rights.
There's also a makeshift medical facility at Stetiman. Satat says her group has been collecting testimonies from former Gazan prisoners about the conditions there. She says some were held in diapers. Others were handcuffed in extreme stress positions, cutting off their circulation. Some needed to have limbs amputated as a result, she says.
Part of Israel's international obligations is to treat detainees humanely according to international law, and Israel's violating that right now.
More than 3,000 Gazan Palestinians have ended up in Israeli prisons since October 7th, says Naji Abbas, the director of detainee issues at Physicians for Human Rights Israel. His organization put out 2 reports about mistreatment. Much of the information came from doctors themselves.
In December, we started to get testimonies, actually, from Israelis, doctors who worked and visited this field hospital, about people are being cuffed for weeks and for months. We start to hear about torture, methods of torture, daily beating.
There were also complaints about a severe lack of food for the prisoners.
One of the doctors, in the end of March, he sent letters to the Israeli army, to the Ministry of Health, and he said, "You are making us all criminals."
The mistreatment of Gazan prisoners is reminiscent of detainee abuse by U.S. soldiers at Iraq's Abu Ghraib prison in early to mid-2000s and at the U.S. military camp at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, which was set up after the 9/11 attacks. Montel, with the human rights group Homokid, says the October 7th attack has left Israelis deeply shaken.
Of course, that has created, you know, really a desire for vengeance. And I think we see that both in the conduct of the fighting in Gaza, as well as the treatment of prisoners.
Israel has been on heightened national security alert since October 7th. The military says many of the prisoners are part of Hamas and responsible for the attack. It denies the allegations of systematic detainee abuse. In a statement, it said each prisoner receives blankets, a mattress, sufficient food, and medical treatment if needed. Still, in mid-May, the military's top lawyer, Major General Yafat Tomer Yerushalmi, said it was investigating about 70 cases of suspected violations of the laws of war, including Estet Iman.
The claims about the conditions at the Estet Iman detention facility and the deaths of detainees, we take these very seriously and are working to clarify them.
Israel's military or prison service will not publicly say how many Palestinians have died while incarcerated since October 7th. Israeli news reports say it's more than 40. Meanwhile, those not charged are being sent home, including Sofian Abu Salah, who we highlighted at the top of this report. He says once he got off the truck, he removed his handcuffs and blindfold for the first time in nearly 2 months. It took him several minutes for his eyes to adjust. Salah says there were people waiting for him in Gaza.
There was a foreign lady from the UN or Red Cross. I felt like I was going from hell to paradise when they told me I was going home.
Israel's Supreme Court is weighing a petition by human rights groups to close Estet Iman. Already, hundreds of detainees have been moved from there to other prisons. Israel this week began releasing dozens of Gazan detainees who pose a low risk because the prisons are running out of room. Jackie Northam, NPR News.